The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here in the month of May, Brandon Hyde is out. Matter of fact, we just got a text saying he's going to be out of all of our imaging. Boy, how quickly things change over the course of a couple of days. Well, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Matt in Maine. Matt, you're on the fan with Bob Haney, Team Molesky, Nolan McGraw. It's Turn Up Tuesday.
Pleasure to be with you guys this morning. Hey, Bob, very first thing, last time I called in, I said lastly about four times to continue making my venting points about the Orioles.
Yes.
But listen, I'm not going to say I made a mistake. What I'm going to say is I overcorrected. So I'm now overcorrecting my correction. According to Mike Elias, like, we didn't destroy a gem of a stadium or a ballpark. We basically just, our correction was so good that we just overcorrected. Let me get off that real quick. Steve, I wanted to, nice to talk to you for one, Steve, but I wanted to ask you really quick. You know, as they go through the season and they get to the ending point, you know, I feel like, are we to a point where we have to identify what does Mike do better than the other GMs to lead us forward? And I ask you that because we all thought, and we signed up for this idea of this elite talent pipeline. I was so on board with it. I'd much rather grow a team than buy a team. But I always thought that these teams, like, the thing that we would notice about them was, like, a guy like Rutschman would hit 250, but he'd have a 360 or 370 on-base percentage. And I thought across the board, this would be a team with a high on-base percentage. But, like, as it pertains to Mike, I feel like that elite talent pipeline really stopped at the end of the 2021 draft. Because if you look at 22, 23, and 24, if you take those three drafts, and there's models online where you can check this, they're a bottom five farm system based on the last three drafts. So if we know he's no longer creating the elite talent pipeline, and we know between last offseason and this offseason, he spent over $100 million on payroll that netted a negative one WAR. It's like, how are we trusting him to make the trades at this deadline, and how are we trusting him going forward into the offseason? And I'll get off and listen to you guys. Take care, man.
Well, fans are not trusting him, and they're down on him, as you know, and it sounds like you're one of them, too. And so, if you look at Elias's totality of time here, it's like the team had a great first half, but man, in the third quarter, things got messy. So he certainly, and he and his staff and a lot of good people, did a lot of good things to get to that AL East championship, most wins in the American League, 23-24. They did have an elite talent pipeline. They still have a bunch of players in there, I think. But could not seal the deal, and the moves the last year or two obviously are not working out. So falling out of some favor, getting more on the hot seat. The whole organization's on the hot seat right now, and I think they all have to ponder how we're doing things. I mean, even Bob is a media guy. Sometimes you go into clubhouse pregame, and I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here, but sometimes we have a hard time finding some of the players. So it's like, these are great guys. They give great interviews. Let's get them in there and do some interviews. And so sometimes you should talk it out. You should face the music. When young players have asked me over the years, Steve, how am I doing in my interview? Should I have done this? Should I have done that? My first take to them is, look, we're going to be here every day, whether you're playing great or you're playing lousy. And we're going to want to talk to you under both scenarios. So just be there for us. And I tell players, when you mess up, fall on the sword. Because you'll look good with the fans. They'll appreciate you taking accountability for it. And it's baseball. In 10 minutes, we'll be on five other stories. So it's not going to linger. You went 0-for-4. You struck out three times with the bases loaded. Come on out. Say you stunk. You work to do better. I let them down today. We all could see it. What's so hard about that, right?
If they were 16 games over 500, would the players be more readily available?
I think this is a bigger issue with sports now. All now this controlling the message, limiting the time, limiting media access, limiting things. It's not a Baltimore thing. It's not an Oriole thing. It's a nationwide thing. And for me, if I'm a media guy, selfishly, it's not a trend I like. And so The Orioles have a bunch of guys who Gunner and Kowser and, you know, that are good to talk to. They're articulate. O'Hearn give insight. And so we just need more of this. And I think more accountability when it's going badly is a good sign for a team. My take.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.